Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're talking about something that matters a lot if you live in the Wilmington area. Hurricane preparedness. As peak season approaches, there's a new Atlantic hurricane forecast out, and honestly, it's a good time to have a real conversation about what homeowners actually need to do to get ready. So, buddy, let's start with the basics. What's changed with this new forecast, and why should folks in Wilmington be paying attention right now?
You know, the thing is, a lot of people think hurricane season is this distant threat, but we're heading into peak season, and the forecast is telling us we should take it seriously. The Atlantic is warming up, conditions are aligning, and we're likely to see more activity than we might have seen in slower years. But here's what I want to emphasize. This isn't about panic. It's about being smart and prepared. If you own a home here in Wilmington, whether you live here full time or you're an absentee owner, you need a plan.
Okay, so I love that you're framing it that way. Prepared, not panicked. So let's get practical. If I'm a homeowner in Wilmington right now, what's the first thing I should actually do? Like, where do I even start?
Start with your property itself. Walk around your home, and I mean actually walk around it, and look at your roof, your gutters, your trees. Are there branches hanging over your house? Is your roof in good shape? Are your gutters clogged with debris? Those are the things that matter most when wind picks up. Get a professional inspection if you haven't had one recently. It's not expensive and it gives you peace of mind. You need to know what you're working with before a storm is on the horizon.
That makes total sense. So it's like a health checkup for your house before things get crazy. What about the stuff inside? Like, is there a checklist for that too?
Absolutely. So inside, you want to think about water damage and flooding. Make sure your sump pump works. Check your basement or crawl space for any signs of water intrusion. If you're in a flood-prone area, and honestly, a lot of Wilmington properties are near water or in low-lying zones, you might want to talk to your insurance agent about flood coverage. Standard homeowners insurance doesn't cover flooding, and that's a huge gap people don't realize until it's too late. Also, document your belongings. Take photos of your furniture, electronics, artwork. If you ever need to file a claim, you'll have proof of what you own.
Oh, wow. That's such a smart point about flood insurance. I think a lot of people just assume their regular homeowner's policy has them covered. And then they're blindsided. So for someone who's thinking about buying in Wilmington, a first-time buyer maybe, should they be factoring hurricane risk into their decision? How does that play into the home buying process?
That's a really important question. Look, if you're buying in Wilmington, you absolutely should understand the property's flood risk and wind exposure. Get a home inspection that includes a thorough look at how the home is built to withstand storms. Ask about the neighborhood's elevation, drainage, and history with flooding. And yes, factor in the cost of flood insurance if you're in a flood zone. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a real cost you need to budget for. We've got resources that can help you understand what homes in different neighborhoods are actually worth and what to expect so you can make an informed decision. Check the show notes for links to first-time homebuyer guides specific to Wilmington, and you can also see property reports for homes in various price ranges and neighborhoods to get a sense of what you're looking
for. Right. That's really smart. So you're saying do your homework before you buy, not after. What about people who already own? Maybe they've got a property they're renting out, or they own a vacation home here.
Absentee owners need a different kind of plan. If you're not living in the property full time, you can't just wait and see what happens. You need a trusted local contact, someone who can check on the property, make emergency repairs, Coordinate with contractors. You need to make sure your insurance is current and adequate. And honestly, if you're renting the property out, your tenants need to know what to do. Have a communication plan. Tell them where to go if they need to evacuate. Make sure they know how to shut off utilities if needed. If you're thinking about investing in rental properties here in Wilmington or nearby areas like Leland, that preparedness plan is part of your property management strategy.
That's such a good point about communication. People don't think about that piece. Okay, so we've got the property inspection, the flood insurance check, the communication plan for absentee owners. What else? Is there like a supplies checklist or something?
Oh yeah, the supplies. Look, you want to have a hurricane kit ready before peak season really ramps up. Water, a gallon per person per day for several days. Canned food, a manual can opener, batteries, flashlights, a first aid kit, medications, important documents in a waterproof container, a battery-powered or hand-crank radio, cash because ATMs might not work, tarps, plywood, duct tape for emergency repairs, and honestly, fill your prescriptions early. Don't wait until a storm is coming. Get these things now while stores aren't picked over.
Okay, I'm actually making a mental note of all this. This is way more practical than I expected. So let me ask you this. For someone who's really anxious about all this, who feels like they're behind or they don't know where to start, what's your one piece of advice? Like, what's the one thing that would make the biggest difference?
Start today. Don't wait for a storm watch to be issued. Make one phone call this week. Call a roofer. Call your insurance agent. Call a local contractor and get on their schedule for an inspection. One call. That's it. Because the people who are ready when a storm comes are the ones who started weeks before. And honestly, the peace of mind you get from knowing your home is prepared, that's worth everything. You're not living in fear. You're just being responsible.
I love that. One call, get the ball rolling. That's something anyone can do. Well, buddy, this was really helpful. Way more practical and way less doom and gloom than I thought it'd be. Thanks for breaking this down in a way that actually makes sense. If folks want to dig deeper into Wilmington real estate, home values, or specific neighborhoods, we've got links to all that in the show notes. Buddy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. And look, hurricane season is real, but preparedness is your superpower. Take it one step at a time and you'll be in great shape.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.